get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. Just gone 3 minutes past 6 a.m.
So good to hear that voice coming out of that microphone,
the
Timmy.
The dulcet tones of Timmy
back.
B.
My work bestie's been gone for 3 days. I've missed you. Yeah. So much to catch you up on.
I did notice. So Matt's been filling in for me for 3 days. Mm-hmm. I did listen when I had the chance across my drive from Melbourne to Gladstone.
Yep.
Turns out there's not a lot of reception in this country. So I'm going to be speaking to Telstra, Optus, Vodafone, you name it.
Just all of the above.
I'm gonna get to all of them because I was very disappointed that I couldn't get most of the show. But I did see that as a gift to Matt for doing the 3 days, you gave him a block of chocolate.
It was a box of Maltesers because they're Matt's favourite.
Right.
And I just wanted to give him a little something to say thank you because
he
really worked hard.
If we work on an average of you giving gifts for every 3 shows... I am owed a ridiculous amount
of
Maltesers.
My presence is enough of a present for you, buddy.
You said this on my birthday, at Christmas, at Hanukkah. I'm sick of it. No, but it was. I'm glad to be back in Central Queensland. I have had a whirlwind of a 4 or 5 days.
You have
days.
Missed so much.
Oh my God.
So we finally got our raft put together and delivered.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to show it to you this afternoon. I didn't end up painting it because I thought maybe you'd actually want to contribute to the raft.
Well, one of the things I did hear while I was away, that it was pretty much finished and you were going to start painting. And I was like, let me do something. Just one. Oh, let me screw one nail in and then
we're
done.
I've got the paint right here.
Oh, wow. So, it is right there.
Yep. We will start painting this afternoon, but we've got a show to get through before
Mate, we do have a show to get through. I want to tell you something that happened on Saturday. So one of the other reasons I went away was it was my sister's engagement. Very excited. Something happened on the beer run.
Oh.
That's never happened to me in my life before.
Okay.
And I've never felt more under pressure than in that moment.
Was it the fact that you had to get 42 bags of ice?
No, that was the fun part of the day. But, Jess, something that happened on Saturday and that I've brought up to you multiple times went by, and I know for a fact that you've done nothing about it, and there will be consequences.
Oh.
And I'm very,
Did
very...
Did I forget something?
You 100% forgot something.
Oh.
And I'm very excited to tell you about it because it's only going to affect you.
Oh.
I did it. It's Tim and Jess, though. I'll tell you next on Hit CQ. This is the funniest.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Something I want to tell you happened this past Saturday that I know for a stone-cold fact you didn't do. Jess, in November, we moved to Queensland from where?
From South Australia.
South Australia, right. So South Australia is...
I don't know where you're going with this. It's freaking me out.
It's a beautiful state, and we're very excited to be here in Queensland now. But I have been telling you to do something for many, many weeks and months, and I know for a fact you haven't done it. And it's going to cost you money.
Cost me money?
It's going to cost you money. Is there anything that you can think of that you haven't done since...
From South Australia.
Moving from South Australia to Queensland that could affect you in a monetary basis?
I don't know, maybe that I never changed my address on anything. Is that...
So like for your bank or something like that?
Yeah. A lot of my stuff's online though, so that shouldn't be...
You're heading in the right direction.
Right.
Jessica Pantu, do you know what happened on Saturday this past weekend?
No.
The South Australian election.
Right.
And do you know what happens if you're a registered member on the AEC website with South Australia? You legally have to vote.
Right.
And who has been telling you for 4 months to go onto aec.gov.au and change your address from Mount Gambier, South Australia, into Queensland?
I am already feeling good about this because for the last 2.5 years that I lived in South Australia and now that I live in Queensland, I'm still registered in Victoria.
No, you're not, because you changed over.
No,
you changed over, mate.
I never changed because after the federal election...
In South Australia.
In South Australia. Well, we were in South Australia during the federal election and I lined up in the South Australia line only to be told that I was still Victorian.
You changed after that, I remember, because we did it together.
I have to double check now because I'm sure I didn't change.
I absolutely... Okay, we're going to go to this song. If you can find out in 4 minutes...
How much is the fine?
It's over $150.
You're joking.
Because my girlfriend's going to have to pay it. So.
Oh, let's hope I was lazy. Oh, my God.
Not for the first time in your life, being lazy has finally paid off.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Boy, things taking a turn for the worst.
timing for the best, show. Really.
So I accused Jess of not changing her enrollment form online, and there was a...
The Electoral Commission,
because we used to live in South Australia, and there was South Australian state election over the weekend, and I thought, well, I've changed mine to Queensland. Jess hasn't. She's going to get a fine.
Yep.
Turns out Jess is so lazy that from before she even moved to South Australia, when you were living in Victoria, you haven't changed it from when you were in Victoria.
Yep. So
you've gone almost 3 years without telling the government where you are.
Hiding from the government, you know. Yeah. It's okay if anyone from the government's listening.
Yeah. She also doesn't pay her taxes. 13, 12, 16.
I'm on the Australian Electoral Commission website right now, changing my address. I am going to be a Queensland resident by the end of this morning.
Isn't that weird? The ATO's calling right now.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I have a story to tell you about what happened this Saturday at my sister's engagement party. That was one of the reasons I went to Victoria to spend time with my family for her engagement with her fiancé, Taylor.
Congratulations, Mads and Taylor.
Yep. That's the first time I've ever seen her drunk. It's very funny.
She put on a bit of a performance for
just
you.
Like a dance routine for me, my girlfriend, and my auntie. Just
so
like,
weird.
And she's a trained dancer. And I was like, oh, this is good job, buddy. This is so impressive. But so during the day, lots of setup. Had to go and pick up ice and beer for, because it was at mum and dad's place. So I had to go and pick it up. And the only car that we could use is the family's old 1992 Toyota Land Cruiser ute/truck. It's so big that it's a truck.
I mean,
it's the car.
The fact that your family trusted you with any sort of responsibility for this party, I'm shocked.
You know that I am a reliable source of getting things done. I'm genuinely insulted. But so the car's very old. It's got hundreds of thousands. I think it's over 300,000 kilometers. I learned how to drive manual in it.
Right.
And I'm the only one. I was the only one that could drive manual. So I had to go and get the beer.
Okay.
So we had to go across a highway, and we did a few trips in the morning. And on the third trip, I'm pulling up on the, I'm on the like exit lane to get onto the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Something goes bang.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well, that doesn't fit. And I'm sort of driving. I keep going, and I turn off the next exit ramp because I'm like, well, this isn't good.
Yep.
And try and make sure that I was like, oh, maybe it just like I hit something on the road. And I see big smoke coming out of the back and I see smoke coming out of the bonnet.
That's
like,
never good.
This
run.
This isn't good.
Run.
This is not good at all. So we pull over. Well, we didn't pull over. We stalled because the car stopped.
Okay.
Right as the first car at the give way sign off an exit of a freeway.
Oh, dear.
So it stalls and then immediately I turn around and there's 30 cars behind me.
Oh, no.
And people start honking and the...
You were that guy.
The hazard lights don't work on this truck. two Irish people...
How is this thing roadworthy?
Two Irish people get out from separate cars. I thought that was hilarious. And we eventually, after 5 minutes of trying to start the car, push it off the road up onto the highway and we get off the road. And
then it exploded.
Oil is piercing out of this thing, mate.
Oh, God.
It is absolutely dripping with oil. Car smells fun, which is always fun. And so I called my old man and I said, hey, Dad, I've broken Grandpa's truck. Can you come and pick me up? And so we come and eventually get it towed. And because it's so heavy, it is not a cheap thing to tow. So that was fun. So I was like, the beer's not even there yet.
Oh, no.
So we eventually figured out how to get the beer. And my grandfather was meant to attend my sister's engagement. And he was just a bit, he's 96, he's a bit old.
Yep.
And he was like, oh, maybe not, I'm not going to go. And I was so stoked. For such a terrible I was like, thank God Pa isn't here because I don't want to have to tell him I broke his truck. So
does he listen to the show? Will he know this morning?
I don't know if he knows how to use the internet, so probably not.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
You want your kid to go to an elite university? There is one thing you need to be doing with them every single day.
Weet-Bix!
No.
Brett Lee did 9.
I'm sure.
An hour.
How many do you do?
I don't do none because I don't have breakfast.
I used to like barely get through one biscuit.
It's not about Weet-Bix.
Play with Lego. Tim, you played with Lego. You still play with Lego as an adult.
Oh, I use it as a switching off mechanism because it has instructions. And why would I do cooking? Because that's hard. Lego, I bought like a 15,000 piece combi van and I've only done maybe 10% of it. But I just do it for half an hour here and there, and one day when it's done, when I'm 35 years old and I'm full of stress, then I'm excited.
Your kid
for that.
Will push it off the table.
But
and
I like
you'll...
Lego as a child and as an adult. Lego's great.
And according to this new study that's been done in Japan, the majority of surveyed graduates from elite universities all played with Lego as children,
smart,
and not just played with Lego, but threw away the instructions and built stuff on their own.
That was the best thing. So what I would do is I would build like the design that would come in and then there would be extra pieces and I'd be like, what Can I renovate on this? And look, to be honest, I don't want to brag, but in primary school, I was invited to a Lego competition for my school.
So. Wow. So you had no friends either. That's cool.
Yeah. Sound like my principal.
So 92% of all that played with Lego said that they didn't use instructions, they built things from scratch, and that's what they think the connection is.
Creativity.
Between, it's something that you don't learn at school. It's something that can't be taught.
Mm.
You just have to do. And so if your kid's really into Lego and really you're a bit concerned, then don't be concerned because they're about to become a doctor.
It's not even, you don't even need to really focus on kids. If you're listening and you're in a dead-end job and you're sick of where you're going, head down to Kmart. Grab yourself something ages 4 to 10.
Don't make it too difficult. You'll be 3 to 6.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Our baby mama, our hashtag HITCQ baby, Bo Timothy.
Yep, Stacey came in last week, was it? And we spun the wheel of baby fortune, played Name That Baby, and we named her baby for it, all in exchange for a block of caramel chocolate.
And I'm here to tell you, she got the deal of a lifetime.
It's still here, because we said to her, we're not going to deliver this block of chocolate until she delivers... Bo Timothy.
You've put it in a new hiding spot. I still don't know where it is because our boss, Matthew Wex,
Wex dog.
He's going to be in the building next week and we don't want him to get his hands
on
it.
We know for a fact that he wants the block of chocolate.
He still thinks we owe him a
slice.
And
look, I'm willing to risk my career to spear tackle our boss to the ground to make sure he doesn't find that block of chocolate.
It turns out Stacey got an absolute cracker deal because this week a block of caramel chocolate has sold on eBay for $1,000.
$1,000.
The value has gone up again. They were retailing for $5 a block. And then there was this whole big surge where they were selling for hundreds of dollars.
Sure.
And then there was the whole recall incident of 2018.
And then we found out that our block was a pure block, not impure like the garbage ones that had plastic in them.
Which made them even more rare. And now the factory is closed. That's it.
The factory's not closed. They're just not producing it.
They shut down the caramel production factory in New Zealand.
It's not a factory. It's just a division of Cadbury. They didn't shut it down and people walking out of the work with their hats under their arms.
I imagine 1920s.
Damn it, Stephen. We got to get out of here. We ain't got no jobs no more.
And now they're even more rare. So they're going for $1,000 a block and Stacey got one in exchange. I mean,
she could sell that and buy a whole bunch of baby stuff.
Is it worth us giving her $1,000
maybe we like
block?
No, we have to because we've named her child.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, no fair.
So I think, look, this is great for her because we want her Bo Timothy, a baby son that's going to be born in about 10 weeks' time, to have the best opportunity. So maybe she can buy him some colouring books, some Lego, as we said earlier in the show, that Lego makes you smart.
I think she's just going to crack the block open. Eat that $1,000 block of chocolate,
the most expensive snack you'll ever have. Tim and Jess, those pregnancy cravings, they do get you.
They do.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
How do you improve yourself in your love life and in your entire world?
I'm struggling at the moment, buddy.
Dr. Love is back.
I can
back
barely get a text back at this point.
Welcome to your appointment with Dr. Love. He will see you now. Come on through. It is time, if you're listening and you're thinking, why? I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you.
How many cliches are we going to go through?
I can tell you that one thing in particular might help you succeed in your relationship and your job. Good posture.
This is why I'm so unsuccessful.
Yes, it's something I've tried to focus on for the last 3 years because I saw myself profile in a mirror and I was like, oh, monkey boy, what you doing over there? Kind of along the evolutionary scale, I'm three or four before we get to five. I'm
Neanderthal.
I'm Neanderthal. I'm still like a monkey with a stick up my bum. But but posture, I've realized that I was I'm having a lot of lower back issues and spine issues because my posture is really bad. And that's just something that happened when I was a kid. And I just try and sit up straight as much as I can. But you know me, when I get comfortable, I really lounge back into my chair.
These chairs in these studios are way too comfortable.
And you've even tried to
correct a new chair.
You got a new chair.
Yeah, new chair.
Oh, wow.
And back support.
I got away for 3 days and you've spent $5,000 at Harvey Norman buying a chair. But so posture, according to study, has said that if you have a good posture, we've seen it with animal work, taking on the extra space and maximizing presence inside a physical space can be used as a signal for attracting a mate. So if you're looking upright and you're looking prim and proper, then you're going to attract another person. And this is going to flow on into your work and you're going to be more successful.
So what postures am I avoiding?
slouching.
Yep.
Crouching. Dabbing.
Okay.
Crying. Like when you cry, like, you know, when you're rocking in a ball in your kitchen crying.
Sure.
Let's avoid that
one. Avoid that one.
But
if you want
to cry, get one of those back supports that you've got on your current chair.
Yeah.
So you're crying, but you're sitting like a murderer. I just did I know this is an audio medium,
yeah,
but
no
I just,
one else saw that.
Just nailed
and
that
thank
impression.
Thank God they couldn't see it.
Of someone sitting up straight. So if you're thinking like, oh man, why am I so lonely? Why can't I get a job? Just sit up straight. Do what your mama said and sit up straight. And push in your chair when you leave the table as well. Come on, guys.
I don't feel like that's going to solve all my love issues.
Dr. Love is closing his office. That'll be $500, please.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
We are on day, what, 43?
Yeah, but while you're away, I made a big step forward.
No, you didn't. Don't lie. We're trying to get him on the show so Jess can force me to apologise to Keith Urban.
We will get there. Mark my words, we will have him on this show before the end of the year.
Don't believe you.
Tim and Jess's pressure test. For your local Bank of Queensland, it is possible to love a bank.
10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get them all right, $1,000 is yours thanks to the BOQ.
Yeah, look, a little bit later on in the show than we usually do,
yeah,
but we're getting
there.
Phones
are working. The phones are working. And the person who is called through on our working phone is named Karina. She's from Gracemere. She's a big listener of the show. We love Karina.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the first time she's actually ever played.
Yeah.
She calls for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, this is the first time she's gotten through.
All
so
right, mate,
good luck, Karina.
Good luck, mate. Your time starts now.
Neil Patrick Harris plays the character Barney in which TV show?
How I Met Your Mother.
In The Simpsons, who owns Moe's Tavern?
Moe.
Quentin Tarantino directed the cult classic Pulp what?
Fiction.
Which actor starred as James Bond in GoldenEye?
Pass.
Friends is the new song from Marshmallow and who?
Harabello, what's her name? Yep, keep going.
Mount Fuji is located in which country?
Which one was that? I didn't hear you, sorry.
Mount Fuji is located in which country?
Fiji?
Who will play the genie in the Disney remake of Aladdin?
Who will play? Pass.
Which Aussie director directed The Great Gatsby?
Really?
Karina.
Oh my god!
Karina.
Buddy. Yeah,
sorry. Karina, that's my favourite one ever. Look, you started off well and then you absolutely rolled down the hill. Jess, can you go through the ones?
Karina, can I just ask, what was your answer for Friends is a new song from Marshmallow and who?
Hashina Zhijano.
Sorry. I was thinking of who we're just talking about on the radio. What's her name, buddy?
Camila Cabello.
Thank you. Yeah. I was thinking of her.
Oreo Bagajo.
Shanina Badada.
Yes, but pretty much after that, you got every single thing wrong, Jess. Yeah. That's correct.
She was going so well. The first three, correct. Pierce Brosnan starred as James Bond in GoldenEye. Course, Friends is a new song from Marshmallow and Anne Marie.
Not Oreo McTarney. And the rest were garbage as well.
Yeah.
I was rhyming.
It was not your morning this
Mate,
morning, Karina.
Thank you very much.
I can never get through. So when I actually did get through, I was like, oh, crap, I got through.
That's why it's called the pressure test.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, it turns out every single television in Australia was watching Married at First Sight last night.
So I heard this on the news yesterday. Do you get ready for how many people watch the Married at First Sight on
I've
Sunday
I've got the
night?
Number in front of me, but do you want to reveal it?
I'll reveal it.
Go on.
Hopefully it's the same one.
Yeah.
1.3 million people.
Apparently not, buddy.
What was it?
2.22 million. It was Nine's highest ever national audience. Watching Married at First Sight.
Unbelievable.
I think the number you got was the estimate of what they thought it was going to happen, and it ended up being 22 million Australians.
22 million? 2 million Australians.
2.222 million.
So that's like out of 23 million people roughly in Australia. That is a significant amount of people. That
Too
gets
many.
More than like AFL, NRL...
Huge.
Union Grand Finals.
And, like, I mean, if any, like, the yesterday's episode was pretty intense. So last night's was going to be epic. And it was. Like, there was so much drama going on. I was living for it.
Stop saying that. You are a grown woman. And the worst thing is I see my friends on Facebook and stuff like that, and they're like, I'm
so
angry.
How many people did you unfollow?
Oh, mate, a lot. So many people saying, I hate Married at First Sight, but I'm watching it still.
Mm. And this is why. It was overwhelming how many people watch it.
I just think, look, I know that it broadcasts on our television station, but I just think the whole premises of the show is insulting.
I have begun filling out the application for next year's one.
Yeah, all right. Well,
I'll keep you posted.
When does filming start? In October?
Filming will start. Well, I'll have an interview if I get through to the first round by June.
All right.
And filming will start October, November.
Well, I'm looking forward to our friendship ending in October, November because you'll be dead to me.
Don't you want me to find love?
Absolutely not that way.
You can see more of what's trending right now at hit.com.au.
Yes. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Yes, I've been away for the last 3 days on holiday, kind of asterisks. Not really. Moving my girlfriend up to Queensland. But yep. I have missed pivotal time of the completion of our raft for the Great Raft Regatta that's happening on Good Friday for the Gladstone Festival.
You left just as Nigel and Isabel were putting on the final touches.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it fully completed.
I'd seen the skeleton. I hadn't seen the fully formed baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad analogy.
is a really bad analogy.
Bad analogy.
But I'm here to tell you, it is currently sitting at the back of our studios.
Yeah.
And it is fully together and ready.
I'm going to look at a photo for the first time of it right now. That is a beautiful ship. That is a winning ship, in my opinion. Ship me.
Now, I was fully prepared to just take it down to the Harbour Festival and just let it run and see if we float or not.
Okay.
Nigel and Isabel took it down to the river.
Oh, they've tested it.
They've tested it. They tried to tip it. Apparently, they couldn't. So
I like that.
I said, challenge accepted. I reckon once we get all of us on it, we might still
How
be able to
How many people
sink
did
it.
They test it with?
They tested it with two. We're going to have four people on there.
That's definitely half of what we're going to have on it.
But we also have paint. So you and I are going to paint it, make it look very pretty and hit today.
Yeah. If you've ever seen hit cars driving around town, those loud cars, we're going to have a loud raft.
Yeah, we want the most obnoxious raft in the river.
No, it's not obnoxious. Loud. Loud, like you're loud. You're not obnoxious.
I'm a little obnoxious.
Borderline obnoxious. So we got to find that midpoint.
Find the Jess line.
I'm very excited because look, it's been hard for me to contribute because of my lack of all form of skill.
Well, and that's why I waited for you to paint. Also, I went home and had a nap yesterday and decided not to paint. So
we are. I'm very excited. I believe that the applications to be in the raft race have closed. So if you've missed out, to you.
And if you are registered, we'll see you on Good Friday.
Yeah, we'll see. You'll see the back of us because we're going to be winning.
So fast.
And if we don't, we'll win the Titanic Award of the best and most dramatic sinking.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, there's a new Hollywood couple that everyone's excited about.
I am shook to my core. Let me tell you, the two girls that appear to be Hollywood's hottest couple, Cara Delevingne and Paris Jackson. First of all, let's just start with how beautiful they both are. Let's start there. Second of all, we know Cara Delevingne is bi and she's dated girls and guys and both genders. Paris Jackson, we didn't really know this about her. However, all was revealed last night on an Instagram video. That's where we find the truth about everything these days, Instagram. They were in each other's bed watching movies, feeding each other strawberries. Kind of like you two this morning, probably.
Yes, that's exactly what we do, except we throw them across
very
the studio.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, Paris Jackson posted a photo of Cara Delevingne jumping on her bed and wrote art as the caption. So I think this is really, really exciting.
Dean, I don't think that proves anything because everything you've just described is how I hang out with my mates when I head back to Melbourne. If we haven't seen each other in a while, we sit in bed together, we watch movies, we eat strawberries. Like, this is a thing that just happens. I don't think it's a romantic thing, is it?
Is there something you and your friends need to talk about?
Yeah.
It does seem romantic to me.
Maybe.
Well, you're making a good point. Look, the truth is, you're right. They did not come out and say we are dating. You're absolutely right about that. This is just what is being alluded to in terms of a hot new Hollywood couple. And look, this isn't the most hard-hitting, deep political story I think we've ever talked about, but it's pretty fun.
It's nice to have a bit of fun news for once, Dean.
Yeah, great.
Thanks, buddy. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys. Welcome home, Tim. We missed you.
Oh. We didn't miss you that much.
Thanks, Dean.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, yesterday a friend of ours was telling me that she was up all night with her daughter.
Okay.
She's 8 or 9 years old, I think.
Sure.
And it was because they had a bit of a standoff with a spider.
Now, oh, so this person is a child.
Well, yes, it is a child.
Oh, well, fair enough. Play on.
So the child was in a room, saw a massive huntsman on the ceiling.
A harmless spider.
Massive huntsman.
Harmless
spider. I'm on the child's side at this point.
Okay.
Runs into her mum, who's our friend,
mm-hmm.
and said, "Mum, there's a spider in my room. You have to catch it." By the time they got back to the room.
Oh, it's gone, man.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
And they can't find it.
It's got its own things to do. It's got a to-do list.
They went searching for ages,
mm-hmm.
could not find this thing. And so the kid flat out refused to sleep in the room,
yep.
which I completely understand. So they were up on the couch. They had to sleep with all the lights on to make sure that this spider didn't come crawling out in the middle of the night.
Where's your angle at this? Because you're trying to tell me like that this is okay. You're literally relating yourself to
yes.
a 9-year-old child,
because
Jessica.
I would do the exact same thing. If I found a massive huntsman and I couldn't find it again, I would be leaving and I'd be on your doorstep like, knock, 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 yeah. Timmy, I'm sleeping here tonight.
Sorry, not here.
And it got me thinking, like, everyone's got a story where they've had a standoff with a spider.
No, they haven't.
And you either win
yeah.
or you lose.
I have never had a standoff with a spider because I'm not a 9-year-old
You're
girl.
You're lying. You're lying.
I've never been scared of spiders. I had not an aggressive standoff last night, actually.
Oh.
The night before I was staying on my drive up. I stayed in the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I was staying at a hotel there. And in front of my hotel door was quite a large lizard. And I knew it wasn't going to hurt me.
Right.
But I was like, mate, I'm going to go to bed. Let me in my room. And he just stood there. And we just stood there for 5 minutes and eventually he scuttered off.
Were you thinking he was going to attack you? Or?
No, I just didn't want him. I didn't know if he was Jehovah's Witness or like also driving between the Gold Coast and here yesterday on the road, some Brahma bulls wouldn't get off the road. For about 5 minutes.
I mean, nature just wasn't your friend on this trip,
yeah.
was it?
And I was like, oh, I don't want to drive past it because it'll kick the door in. It didn't. It's a lovely animal. They're beautiful creatures. But spiders, look, if you're a 9-year-old girl, I can understand it. If you're a 27-year-old, I don't.
I'm 26. How
Sorry.
Dare you?
I literally forget. I'm not trying to be the worst.
Well, I had a standoff with a spider a few weeks ago, and luckily my cat Chandler was there, ate him.
Yeah.
Half ate him, left him writhing on the floor. I sprayed him, vacuumed him up, and then just left the vacuum cleaner running. I won.
Put the vacuum in the garbage disposal, burn the house down.
I did throw the bag away immediately,
yeah.
but I'm still convinced that the spider may still be alive.
Look,
I don't know.
I don't think spider standoffs are a thing, mate.
I think it is. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. When have you had a spider standoff and who won?
Look, I can understand.
If they get away, no. they're the winner.
I can understand if it's poisonous, mate. Like, but a huntsman, it's literally a mouse. It can't do nothing. Actually, a mouse is more dangerous than a huntsman spider.
But they're like so big and hairy and they move so fast.
You sound like me when I was running in high school.
12-16 is that number to call. Tim, we're talking about spider standoffs right now because a friend of ours yesterday was up all night with her daughter because they couldn't find a spider in her daughter's yeah. bedroom.
And you think that that is completely fine and acceptable, correct?
It is, because it happens a lot.
Jess, this is a 9-year-old girl we're talking about. You are a 26-year-old tax-paying Australian adult that has the same fear as a 9-year-old girl.
Unless I physically see the spider dead in front of me and I've smushed it a few times,
it's just
that spider has beat me.
Look,
it has won.
If it's a white tail or mm-hmm. like a dangerous poisonous spider, I 100% agree. Get rid of that bad boy. If it's a huntsman or a daddy long legs, they are literally as... I've been hurt more by a piece of paper giving me a paper cut than a huntsman
There's
spider.
There's a big fat spider in the bush
All right, let's
the
not
road
be cruel.
Me.
He's he does his thing.
And every morning we'll pack down his web and then at night again packs it up again.
It's like a camper van hippie.
Yeah.
Pay for your rent, mate. Get off the streets.
I mean, I'm this close to having a standoff with him and just spraying him in the
yeah,
bush, but until he comes over to my house, he's safe.
All right. Well, on 13, 12, 16, because you're a child, we have been asking about spider standoffs. If you've had one, and we've had Nina from Yipoon call through on 13, 12, 16. Nina, have you had a spider standoff?
Oh, I've had a good one.
You've had a good one? What was it, mate?
Hit us with it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Anyway, so I was driving to work, and it was sunny, and I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. I need my visor. I'm short. And I
oh,
put
no.
my visor down, and
oh,
my
no.
pops in my lap.
Yeah, fell on your lap.
Yep. Yeah, on my lap, and my foot came off the accelerator. I gently hit that emergency button. I don't know what people thought beside me, but I couldn't stop.
See, Nina, this I think we've talked about this on the show before, but people like you are the reason that there are ridiculous car accidents on the road.
This is my biggest fear, Nina. Like, the fact that you had a spider fall in your lap, was it a big one?
I think we've lost Nina, but I think what she's saying is incredibly dangerous because she's panicked when she's got a spider fall on her lap.
And clearly the spider won. This is what I'm saying.
This is how people get injured on the road. But thank you for your call, Nina. We have lost her.
Tim, I fully believe that this is a really big issue. Sometimes people have big standoffs with spiders. And that car thing, I would never drive the car ever again.
Also, people have their juice before their macaroni and cheese and they go to kindergarten because I'm scared of spiders.
So good to have you back, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to go again.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, a bagel company has launched a new range of shampoos and conditioners.
Ooh.
And I know what you're thinking. What do bagels and shampoo and conditioner have in common? Well, this bagel company called Einstein Brothers Bagels have launched a brand new breakfast bagel, which is a cheese and bacon filled bagel.
That's not good.
So the shampoo and conditioner they've launched alongside their bagel is cheese-flavoured shampoo and Waken bacon conditioner.
Waken bacon.
Yep.
Wow.
So you shampoo first with the cheesy smell, and then you finish off with a bit of bacon conditioner, and you walk around smelling like Cheetos for the rest of the day.
How lovely. I can already think of the marketing tool. It's like, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's diabetes. Like, I'm not sure what they'll go with, but I think it could be that.
I think it's a great idea. I wouldn't mind a little bacon conditioner.
Absolutely not.
What do you mean? People put fruit in the shampoo. Like,
yeah, that's
I walk
citrusy
around smelling like guava every day. Why not smell like bacon?
Because bacon is assaulting. I love bacon, but no one likes the smell of it.
You are wrong, sir. They've already sold out of the first batch. They're having to relaunch with a new batch.
Where are you going to put all the shampoo that you've obviously all ordered? I know you've got a few spare rooms, but is there enough?
I mean, I'm running out of space.
Fair enough.
And it's cost me a fortune.
Yep. I'm $7,000 in debt.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Jess, first I want to tell you a story, then I want to offer you an opportunity. And if you're listening right now, I'm affording you the same ability.
Okay.
A bloke, or a kid, in Florida in the United States, has broken a world record in the Guinness World Records, right?
Okay. What's he done, spun some plates or something?
1,080 claps in 1 minute.
1,080?
1,080 claps in a minute. I've got a bit of audio of old mate's little. So the way he does it is he kind of goes like sort of
left and
right.
Well, that's not a clap, that's a rub.
No, but like he's clapping, like he's doing it. That was just an example.
Like
so 1,080 in 1 minute. And that is an incredible, the way he talks about the person that used to have the record. So the person that used to have it was Stephen Waite, who was 9 years old as well.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, Stephen Waite's technique, it's not great. And look, I think I can beat this
he's
joker.
He's sassing him.
Yeah, he's like, I'll clap him out of the room.
Okay.
Which is, I would love to see, like, you know how you see dance battles in like Step Up and all that? You see a clap battle, just... So I would like to offer you the opportunity to see out of yourself and me, and hey, if you're listening right now.
How are we going to count this?
We'll film it and then we'll count back. We'll get someone that isn't us to count it because I know I'll give myself an extra 30 and you'll give yourself an extra 120.
Okay.
And we'll time 60 seconds and see who can get the most claps in that time.
I mean, I feel like there's a better use of our time today, but I don't know what that is.
I highly disagree. I've been away for 3 days and I'm trying to get back into work, get back into the swing of things and offer yourself and other people opportunities to break world records. Right. You could break a world record before the end of the day.
So we're going
to
do that after the show or you want to do it right now?
Do you really want to clap on radio for 2 minutes separately?
I've already clicked on radio for 4 weeks. Let's not clap as well.
I'm so hurt that you've brought up clickbait right now. And if you keep bringing it up, I'm going to play it. We'll play it again one day.
We will not.
Absolutely.
It will never be returning to this radio station.
Hopefully by the end of today, we can get a video up of us trying to break the world record for clapping in 1 minute.
Just really make our boss's money worthwhile.
Yeah. Send it to them and be like, hey, it's payday. Thanks, guys.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.